Which relative had the most influence on you?
My grandmother.
Tell me about your grandmother. What was her name again?
Her name was Julia Cole Taylor.
Grandma Julia Taylor. Yeah. Tell me about her. Why was she so influential?
I stayed with her a lot, and she tried to teach me a language. And a lot of the things I remember when I was really small, we rode to the, they called it Lone Tree Corner out here. It was a bus stop. And we rode the bus to Sioux Falls, and they gave me a big apple. I remember how huge that apple looked. She did that. She did things. Try to teach me the language and customs and things like that. Even though she told my dad not to raise us in that way. And told him, and you've heard that story before, where the elders thought we'd be better off in a white world not knowing the Indian ways, the native ways.
Mm-hmm. But she made an exception for you.
Yeah, she did. She tried to teach me language and stuff like that. So.
Mm-hmm. Did she teach you anything about medicine, about the plants?
In a way, she did. She had all of us kids go. And that's a funny story, because there's a road out here that's 3 miles this way, and it goes a mile this way, and then it comes back another 3 miles. And we used to take a wagon, and she described these plants and showed us what they look like. And we'd go out and gather those plants for her, and she used them medicine in a lot of different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot, mainly on herself, mostly.
Would you be able to gather the same plants
Some of
today?
Them. I still remember some of them.
Well, that's useful.
Yeah, and I was worked for the National Park Service, and one of the teachers from the school, he was a summertime employee there at the Rangers at the National Monument, and he did a program. They don't have it there anymore, but he identified all the plants, and I helped him do that, and I learned a lot just from, it refreshed my memory. I remember from being a kid what these plants were used for, and I helped him, and he identified all those plants over there at the monument, so...